secret podcast that only lives within these walls of the Patreon that you are kind enough to support us by subscribing to. This is 280 Mysteries We'll Never Get Back, where we explore the exciting, thrilling, sometimes confounding world of Idaville and Encyclopedia Brown, the boy detective who lives there. Mike, your success record with these mysteries is proven pretty good. If you can't get the exact answer that Donald Sobel is looking for, you at least seem to be on the right track by picking up the clues that he is sort of like drawing you towards as a young reader.
Well, yeah, I know it's controversial. By the way, Sobel, we just rewatched Band of Brothers. Have you ever seen that?
Sure, a long time ago.
Yes, Captain Sobel was played by Ross from France.
Oh, wow.
and he was not a good character he's the subject of their wrath,
right?
But everyone kept going, Sobel, like, God, that's Sobel. There's a one guy, he talks with an underbite. He's was a hero of the 101st Airborne. He's like, I'd like to put a knife in that Sobel's throat. You know that? Yeah, I understand that very well. I get that.
That guy's probably 23 talking like that. The grizzled veteran of the unit.
My son, when he was in grade school, we showed him some of Band of Brothers, and he was very taken by that character, would talk like that and people were like, what's going on with your kid? Yeah, listen, you know. Anyway, all right, what do you got for me?
Well, this is one that a listener named Devin set in, and this may very well make you want to put a knife into Sobel's neck. This is from the 1977 Encyclopedia Brown book, The Case of the Midnight Visitor. It is the 13th book in the series, so we've skipped ahead a bit here. But as we know, for the most part, things in Idaville seem to remain pretty much the same, stuck in time, if you will. Old-timey expressions and little rascal-style gangs hanging out while people commit sometimes petty, sometimes horrific crimes in the neighborhood.
Sure, yep.
So this is The Case of the Hidden Penny, and I will start reading it to you now. This is the second mystery in this book. Encyclopedia wanted to help the children in the neighborhood, so when school let out for the summer, he opened his own detective agency in the garage. Every morning, he hung out his sign. Brown Detective Agency, 13 Rover Avenue, Leroy Brown, President, no case too small, 25 cents per day plus expenses. So he has not raised his prices in the whole decade this business has been going on.
Yeah, the expenses thing is where they get you. Yeah. But we'll figure that out.
Right, yeah, that's where Encyclopedia Brown's, and the case of the fraudulent write-off will sometimes be the mystery here. On Tuesday, business was slow all morning till Elmo Thomas came in. Elmo was Idaville's junior yo-yo champion. Mothers, he grumbled. They don't understand kids. That's no way to talk, protested Encyclopedia. Maybe Elmo talks like that guy. If my mother understood me, I wouldn't have gotten kicked in the rear and had my best yo-yo stolen, see? I'd be worth a lot of money, besides.
He doesn't, of course, talk like Elmo, right?
No! I'd be worth a lot of money, besides. Encyclopedia says, all that is your mother's fault? Well, not really, admitted Elmo. She just doesn't understand what it takes to be a yo-yo champ. You can't sit back. You have to keep your hand and ear sharp to stay in the big time. You follow me? Maybe he does talk like that guy.
You gotta keep your hand and your ears back, you see? Yeah.
Keep talking and maybe I'll catch up, said Encyclopedia. Last week, I broke a lamp in the living room doing a loop-the-loop, said Elmo. This morning, I was in the kitchen practicing round the corner when Mom tripped over the string. Her breakfast went flying. She said something to you, guessed Encyclopedia. And how? She told me I'd have to practice outdoors. That was mean. It's daylight outdoors. You noticed, said Encyclopedia, blinking. I'd planned to work in the basement with my number one yo-yo. It glows in the dark, said Elmo. But I made the best of things. I went outside and put a blanket over my head. Encyclopedia could scarcely wait to hear what was coming next. I was getting pretty good under the blanket, said Elmo. No fancy stuff like the three-leaf clover or man on the flying trapeze. Just lots of fast zzz-thwop till Bugs Meany kicked my backside.
How did he know?
That's what? It's a good question. There's a picture of him, an illustration of it essentially looks like a, you know, there's a lump, which is a boy with a bedsheet over him, and Bugs Meade is wearing his Jughead crown and he's got a foot, you know, kicking him in the butt. Oh boy, said Encyclopedia, Bugs shows up wherever there is trouble. Bugs Meany was the lead of a gang of tough older boys. They call themselves the Tigers. They should have called themselves the Taffy Twisters. They were always pulling something crooked.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, what?
Oh. Wait, what?
Book 13, he's probably, I think he makes one of those lines in every single book, so running a bit.
You've seen Taffy being pulled. I don't understand the crookedness.
I don't think Taffy can be crooked. It will, you know.
Isn't that the whole point? Is you pull it straight out?
Yes.
Okay.
The Taffy Twisters pulling something crooked. All right. Not your finest work, Sobel.
Okay.
After Bugs kicked me, he yanked off the blanket and begged my pardon, recalled Elmo. He said he thought I was an Arab.
Wow. Okay.
He took my yo-yo and put it in his pocket and asked me my name. Elmo Thomas, I said. Bugs laughed. Go buy yourself a last name, he said, and slipped me a penny.
Whoa, he's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that's all you're worth, baby.
Go buy yourself a name. You dames. You broads are all the same.
So yeah, Bugs Meany is trotting out the one-liners of increasingly less sensitivity here. So he flipped.
I thought you was an Arab there, you know. I don't know. Wow.
So he flipped him a penny. He said he bought your yo-yo for 1 cent. Exclaimed Encyclopedia. No wonder you're sore. Forget the yo-yo, said Elmo. The penny was dated 1864, and it's worth more than $100. Bugs must have seen the look on my face right away. He took back the penny and kept the yo-yo. So this one's the crazy stuff is stacking up here.
Wow. Okay.
A mid-Civil War penny. Elmo put a quarter on the gas can besides Encyclopedia. I want to hire you, he said. Get back the penny. I figure it belongs to me. So this is the legality of this one is shaping up very, very gray area. So do I, said Encyclopedia. If I know Bugs, he'll have hidden the yo-yo, but he won't let the penny out of his sight. Come on. The two boys hurried to the Tigers clubhouse, an unused tool shed behind Mr. Sweeney's auto body shop. The clubhouse was empty. When Bugs celebrates a crooked deal, he usually goes to Friedman's Delicatessen for a hot dog and root beer, Encyclopedia said.
What? Look, I closed the deal. What are you going to say? I took a yo-yo. I got a penny. I went to the delicatessen.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Friedman. Give me a hot dog.
I ate one of their pickles. Why don't you have the pickles on the table when I get here? Why do you have to put them out when I come? Come on.
I hope that Bugs doesn't have any comments for Mr. Friedman either, if he's going around kicking people in the butt because he thinks that they're Arabs.
I'm a little worried about Bugs at this point.
All right. Encyclopedia says, the sauerkraut is free. He's probably there now. Encyclopedia was correct. Bugs stood at the relish counter. He had piled sauerkraut 2 inches high on his hot dog and roll and was smearing mustard on top with a wooden spoon.
Excuse me. I just have to stop. At the relish counter?
Yes. Friedman's Delicatessen has a relish counter.
Okay. All right.
Make like a rattlesnake and bite yourself to death, Bugs growled as the boy detective came up. Encyclopedia was used to Bugs' warm greeting. You stole the penny you paid Elmo for his yo-yo this morning. Give it back. Elmo? Who's Elmo? Gasped Bugs, looking around. Me, you big bully, said Elmo. Man, oh man, cried Bugs. I never saw this child in my life. I was out in the woods all morning studying woodpeckers to find out why they don't get headaches. He walked towards a table and sat down. Encyclopedia and Elmo followed. Bugs leaned over and tightened the lace on his right shoe. He bit into his hot dog and chewed his mouth, barely able to close. Chewed his mouth, barely able to close. Then he took a drink of root beer. Go on, scram, he said. I'm eating. He shifted under Encyclopedia's stare and tapped his right foot nervously. Say, maybe you'd like to search me? Nope, said Encyclopedia. Bugs shrugged and finished his drink. He tossed the paper cup into a trash can 10 feet away. I'm going for another soda, he announced. Be useful and watch my hot dog while I'm gone. He walked towards the soda counter, grinning. Why didn't you search him? Demanded Elmo. Because I know where he's hidden the penny, replied Encyclopedia. Where? A lot going on, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Book 13.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
So, you know, you can ask any questions. You can have things repeated. You know, I can send you the picture of Bugs kicking him in the backside.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I'm going to get ahead of this and say that I don't think that the solution is actually in the text,
okay,
per se. I think they're going a little off the rails here.
Okay.
But let me go back and think. So, okay. So he kicks him. First of all, you cannot practice the yo-yo under a blanket.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I don't. That's just not possible.
I think
anyone who's ever spun a yo-yo out will know it will not go. I mean, the only way it can go, I guess, is straight down if you keep your arms. I don't know.
Right, right. But your arms are supporting the blanket, so it seems unlikely.
Okay, so is he lying about that? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But apparently Bugs is not. Okay, and there's the shot. Thank you for sending me the shot. It does look like a ghost. He's outside on the sidewalk. It looks like Boo Radley's next-door neighbor's house. He's kicking his backside.
He doesn't know if it's a, you know, elderly lady under there. He's just kicking whoever it would be.
Sure, sure. He's got a scoop-neck shirt over a T-shirt and a little crown. Good look. I'm going to imitate that.
Halloween's coming up.
Yeah. He does look a little like the guy who chased me into the kitchen. But that's a previous story. Boy. All right. So he gets there and he's going for a hot dog. And he's at the relish counter. There's so much happening here.
Yeah, so much nonsense.
So many misdirections. All right, well, since I'm pretending that I'm only 9 years old and I'm reading this, I'm not allowed to, like, perseverate on it too much, so I'll just give the answer. I think that he put the glow-in-the-dark yo-yo in his pocket, and it was still glowing, and he could see the penny through his pocket.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's not true.
Oh, dang.
So,
all right.
Let me ask you one question.
Total defeat.
What do you make of the tapping the right foot and nervously tying it type of thing? Tightening the lace on his right shoe.
I make that as a, you know, like, I don't know. It's a misdirection. I don't understand what that has to do with a yo-yo or a penny.
Okay.
So I'm tapping out on that one.
So I did not get this one either. I was like, well, you know, Donald Sobel, he's tapping the right shoe. I think that was Bugs Meany trying to get Encyclopedia to look in his right shoe, where then he could then deny you searched my shoe, it's there. Like, you blew it, boy detective. I did not get this one. You're not going to get it. I hope no one listening gets it, because it's pretty nuts here. It does hinge on the relish counter. You were sort of right to flag that as a potential clue. Here it is, the solution to the case of the hidden penny.
Okay.
Bugs had seen Encyclopedia and Elmo enter the restaurant before they had seen him. He guessed why they had come. So he hid the penny in his hot dog. To cover it, he had quickly heaped sauerkraut on top and then smeared on mustard. That was his mistake. No hot dog lover smears mustard on top of sauerkraut. The mustard goes on first.
Wait a minute.
The mustard goes on first and the sauerkraut afterwards. Bugs had expected Encyclopedia to search him and then leave, but Encyclopedia didn't. So rather than have to swallow the last part of the hot dog, the part with the penny, Bugs gave the coin back to Elmo. So, yeah, you'll recall.
Wait, what?
He had put 2 inches of sauerkraut on the hot dog, and when the boys walked in, he was smearing mustard on top, which any hot dog lover would know. is not how this works. Again.
Oh, that. Not, wow.
Probably not admissible in a court of law. Probably, you know, maybe something Mark Furman might try, but not necessarily.
Oh,
a,
my God.
I mean, it sort of makes sense when you think back on it. Like, it's easier to put the mustard on the smooth surface of the hot dog versus
It's easier, but it's not. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
like,
matter.
Who cares?
Especially because, like, you know, there could be a squeeze bottle of mustard, a very common thing that all of us have in our fridge that you could just squeeze it out on top of the sauerkraut.
Wow. So if this had been, like, in Chicago, and then had been, like, he went up to the hot dog counter with his sausage, and he, you know, then he put ketchup on it, like, aha!
Yeah.
Anyone from Chicago knows ketchup goes nowhere near. This is thin gruel.
Yeah, we've all heard of that stereotype and regional preference, but this is just any hot dog lover.
I mean, I was at a ball game a couple weeks ago behind a guy. Pretty sure he put his stuff in out of order.
Wow, what was he trying to hide?
I did not expect that he had a penny in his hot dog. I mean, at the very least, something about like how the sauerkraut like took the, you know, a coating, the oxide coating off the coin, and then there was a smudge on his cheek that he wiped off. I mean, come on.
Yeah, or him trying, you know, refusing to eat it, you know, and asking for a leftover container or something like that. Yeah.
This is not... There's no way. If anyone came up with a solution to that.
See, that's why you have to think of the reasoning, because there's only like 3 places he could have hidden it. Yours was good. The hot dog is prevalent and quite unusual, and then the shoe. But you can't just have the, you have to show your work. Exactly. You know, you can't just do it like a math problem and guess the answer. You have to show how you got there. And that's,
but also like, wait a minute. So this guy, the yo-yo freak, like he's already a yo-yo freak, right?
Elmo, yeah.
And he has a glow in the dark yo-yo. So he takes it outside and puts a blanket on his head. But none of that has anything to do with it. That's like saying, like, you know, I'm a, yeah, I'm kind of fixated on boots. So I bought a barn and I stored a bunch of boots in it and I go and have sex with the boots. And anyway, a guy came along and he kicked me. And so wait, the boots in the barn have nothing. No, I'm sorry. I don't even know why I mentioned
that. It sounds like we should be focusing on that.
That seems like a strange
What else
detail.
Are you doing out there? That's much more interesting.
And wait, also, why are you focusing on my boots in the barn? Like, I'm obviously, this is a crime has been committed.
And it's also like, you know, this was not a legal transaction to begin with. Bugs flipped him a penny and said, keep the change. That's all you're worth. And now you want that. Like, I don't know. I feel like Bugs might be able to say like, hey, I didn't know that coin was valuable. I'm giving him his yo-yo back.
Yeah. Wow. That is utterly bizarre.
Yeah, so that's a good one. That's you know, if you manage to get anywhere near that in the comments, please let us know. But I think so far that and the one with the repeated letters in the words are by far the most, at least that one was logical.
No one could solve this, right?
No.
I mean, if someone claims in the comments that they did, I'm sorry. I'm not going to believe it.
Maybe they're deep in the hot dog community or something like that. The unwritten rules.
All right.
Well, you tried your best.
I don't feel bad. I feel okay. All right.
Bye, everybody.